number six requires the notification to the Secretary of State of the nomination of certain convention nominees and of the election of certain party officials. Chris Nelson.
Madam Chairman, members of the committee, this deals with the process whereby the recognized political parties, Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, and Reform, certify their nominees for president and vice president to the Secretary of State to ultimately be put on the ballot. Heretofore, we've not had anything in our statute that talked about how that process worked. The parties voluntarily had certified those names of their national convention nominees to us, and we put them on the ballot. And that all worked fine until this year when, as you might recall, the Reform Party had a little difficulty at their national convention and split into two separate groups and nominated two separate presidential candidates. And fortunately, we were able to work through that situation and ultimately put Buchanan on the ballot as the Reform Party candidate, Reform Party nominee, and we got through that process. But other states were not as fortunate as us and ended up in some lengthy court battles between the Secretary of State, the Buchanan people, and the Hagelin people. And we don't ever want to get into that situation. And so we brought this bill forward to give us some statutory authority, first of all, for the parties to give us a certification of who their nominee is for president and vice president. And then secondly, in lines 9 and 10 on page 1, if for some reason that national certification is not received or is inconclusive, and that probably would have been the case this year, inconclusive, then we would have the authority to ask the state party chairman of that party as to who the nominee should be on our ballot in this state. The second part of the bill then is over on page 2, lines 10 through 12. We are also asking each of the state political parties to certify to us who their state chairperson is, so that if we have a need to interact with that person to determine who the nominee is, we know exactly who to go to. In the case of the major parties, that's really not a problem, but as we get more of the third parties emerging, sometimes it's difficult to tell exactly who's in charge. And so this would give us that ability. Be happy to answer any questions.
Are there questions of Chris? Excuse me. What does certified mean? How do you certify?
Is it basically, it's a document that contains the names of the nominees with a sworn statement that these were the officially elected nominees.
But there's not a designated person that has to
certify? No, there is not. Typically, it's the national committee or the national convention chairperson that does that. In the case of the Reform Party this year, we ended up getting two of these certifications from two people who purported to be that. And so that was part of our problem.
Okay. Are there other proponents to Senate Bill 6? Proponents. Are there any opponents to Senate Bill 6? Anyone opposed? Seeing none, I will close the testimony and invite the disposition of the bill. Is there a second? Albers. The motion has been made and second that Senate Bill 6 do pass. Is there discussion? Seeing none, I'll ask the Secretary to call the roll. Those in favor of a do pass on Senate Bill 6 signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Senator Dietrich?
Aye.
Senator Hagen?
Aye.
Senator Olson?
Aye.
Senator Reedy?
Aye.
Senator Bitter?
Aye.
Senator Hamm?
Aye. Oh, okay. The motion has been made and seconded that we put it on the consent calendar. Is there any opposition? Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Okay, we will put Senate Bill 6 on the consent calendar.